Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Good morning, Adam. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Very well, and sending my best wishes, because those pictures are dramatic, aren't they?
Of
the fire and the damage done and so forth. So, yeah, it's certainly a story that's resonated around the world.
Oh, thank you. It's our Notre Dame.
Yes, yeah. Yes, exactly that.
Very close to the anniversary.
And inevitably, of course, I noticed there's already an instant thought that this was a vagrant's fire. Is that right? But
possibly.
Where it began, though, makes it you wonder if it might have been deliberate, doesn't it?
I can't tell. There were arsonists that popped up in the middle of the night, or it could be a person who sleeps rough and who had like abandoned their fire. But it's the officially the word from the city is they don't know, and the investigation is
under.
Yeah.
Sure.
This has got to be tiring for you. Another shooting in the United States.
Yeah. Probably this has gone under the radar a little bit, but if I were to say it's the third mass shooting just in the city of Indianapolis, that'll tell you that America still has, in fact, maybe it's got a worse problem. It feels like there are more mass shootings, albeit not necessarily on that sort of global encompassing scale that we saw in Las Vegas, for instance, a few years ago. But in this case, we now know it was a 19-year-old, 19 for goodness sake, a guy called Brandon Hole, who worked for FedEx and then left it and may have had a grudge. We don't know, the motive not given, but he went back to the FedEx facility in Indianapolis, shot four people randomly outside and killed them, shot four people inside the building and killed them, and then he apparently killed himself before police arrived. So eight victims from his own hand plus himself. There's no confrontation and no motive given. But we also now know this is a guy who had a shotgun taken off him, who was reported by his own mother for being a potential risk and for potentially targeting members of the police service. And given that he was investigated, now I suppose the question is, how thoroughly was he investigated? What happens here? And also, the fact is, he shot all these people with two legally held assault rifles. You can see why Joe Biden is the latest president to try to have a go at stopping some of this stuff.
Quite right. And then it was very sad. The images of Queen Elizabeth sitting on her own, as she said goodbye to her partner of over 70 years.
It's been one of the desperate things of the pandemic is how people have at funeral services and beyond had to grieve absolutely alone. And there was a famous incident here in a funeral parlor when the son went over to his mother who was grieving for his dad. And he went over to put his arm around his mother and got told off by an official for breaking social restrictions. And it was like that, wasn't it? Inside St. George's Chapel in Windsor, the Queen had to be on her own because there's nobody else in her bubble other than Prince Philip.
Jesus.
And therefore, nobody, it seems, certainly publicly, could put their arm around her or just move close to her and say, are you OK? Or one of those little mutterings that you might make. I think Prince Andrew was the closest, but he was so far along the pew, it kind of didn't count. So that was one of the key moments. And the other resonating image, of course, everyone is dissecting like crazy, is the body language between Prince Harry and Prince William, two brothers who were apart because they had their cousin between them. But then Kate seemed to move in and just have a little chat with Prince Harry, who then facilitated a chat with Prince. How did they come together a little bit, or is this still a rift in the royal family? Do you know what? This isn't an episode of The Crown. This is a whole series of The Crown, just in what's happened in the last 10 days or so.
For sure. And then a breakaway Super League in football.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Yeah, this is really causing ructions. And now it's been mooted for quite some time. And each time UEFA and the various leagues of Europe have sort of headed it off at the pass and said, yes, you can, there'll be more power. Yes, the rich clubs will get to play each other more often. So the expansion of the Champions League, indeed, the expansion of the Champions League is happening again today. But ahead of that, 12 European clubs, six from England, Arsenal, Chelsea, Liverpool, Manchester City, Manchester United and Tottenham have formed this breakaway with the three biggest clubs of Spain and the three biggest clubs of Italy. Note, no France or Germany in that. Paris Saint-Germain, Bayern Munich must be wondering what on earth it's all about, unless they would be latecomers. But those 12 clubs are basically suggesting that they've done with it. They will do their own thing. No promotion, no relegation. They just get to play each other. No nod towards what fans want. Would they get kicked out of their own leagues if this happens? It feels like they would have to not be in their own leagues because they're doing their own thing. Would their players be allowed to play for national teams under the auspices of UEFA and FIFA? There are so many questions about this. And I have to say, everyone I've heard so far is so completely anti it. The 12 clubs are risking a great deal if they go ahead.
Very interesting. We'll keep an eye on that. Thank you so much, Adam Gilchrist.